This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has hailed developments in the race for a vaccine for the resurgent coronavirus in his first public remarks since his defeat by President-elect Joe Biden. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
No vaccine has formally been approved, but the president called work on its development the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population.
The president has not conceded the election. As he was leaving, a reporter tried to ask him about it. The subject briefly came up.
Whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
President-elect Biden has not endorsed a nationwide shutdown. Public health experts worry the president's refusal to coordinate with the Biden team could only worsen the effects of the virus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The governors of Oregon and New Mexico have ordered near lockdowns in the most sweeping reaction to the latest wave of coronavirus infections shattering records across the United States. Many of their colleagues in other states show little appetite for reimposing hardline restrictions of last spring. Governors in many states, such as New York, Maryland, Virginia, and Minnesota, have instead taken largely incremental measures over the past few days, such as restricting the size of gatherings, making businesses close early, restricting capacity, or cutting off alcohol sales early in the evening. Tropical storm Iota has formed in the Caribbean and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane as it approaches Central America. The U.S. National Hurricane Center on Friday said Iota could bring dangerous wind, storm surge, and rainfall to Nicaragua and Honduras by Sunday night. Iota is the 30th named storm of this year's record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden solidified his election victory on Friday when he won the state of Georgia. As President Donald Trump said, time will tell if another administration takes office soon. Several news organizations and Edison Research, which made the Georgia call, also projected that Trump would take North Carolina. That would finalize the electoral vote tally at 306 for Biden and 232 for Trump. The president has claimed without evidence that he was cheated by widespread election fraud and has refused to concede. State election officials report no serious irregularities, and several of his legal challenges have failed in court. SpaceX has delayed the launch of its second astronaut flight by one day due to weather concerns. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Launch of a historic SpaceX flight taking four astronauts to the International Space Station has been pushed back due to weather concerns, according to NASA's Steve Stitch.
We were targeting a Saturday launch. We've adjusted the launch date 24 hours later.
News of the weather delay came as SpaceX chief Elon Musk revealed via Twitter that he's tested positive for coronavirus, then negative twice, then positive again. During a Friday night news conference, NASA's Norm Knight assured strict protocols are in place.
If any of those protocols have been compromised, then we're not going to let you near the crew.
Four astronauts, three Americans and one Japanese, are scheduled to rocket to the International Space Station for a stay of 5 to 6 months. I'm Mike Gracia.
A suicide car bomb exploded at the western entry gate of the Afghan capital Friday, killing at least three government security troops and wounding four others. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the explosion targeted a government forces checkpoint near the gate. No one immediately claimed responsibility, though suspicion immediately fell on the Taliban. Attacks have increased in Afghanistan in recent months, despite government negotiators and the Taliban meeting in Qatar to seek an end to decades of relentless war in Afghanistan. The two sides have made little progress. 20 migrants have died in a shipwreck off the Libyan coast, according to Doctors Without Borders, raising to almost 100 the death toll from two such Mediterranean tragedies. Teams from the medical humanitarian organization assisted three women as the lone survivors of another shipwreck where 20 people drowned, the group said on Twitter. The wreck follows Thursday's dinghy capsizing off the coast of Libya that left scores of people dead. Bodies from that incident continued to wash up on the coast Friday. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.